Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Hell. Hello, guys. This is Nicolette back with another episode. And today's episode, we are going to be talking about hell. H-E-L-L. I have my beautiful, wonderful sissy with me today, Destiny.
Hi, everybody.
And we are having a FaceTime conversation, and I felt inspired to do a podcast. Fuck it. So we're talking about hell and what that means. Do you want to just give us a little start? Because obviously this is just going to be free flow off the cusp. But this is something I've been thinking about recently. And we're more than welcome to other opinions. But like, this is, you know, just a little bit of what we've come up with thus far.
Just think what if. It's just what we need you to do. Just think what if, okay?
What if? So, okay, Destiny, what do you think about hell?
I think there is a strong possibility after a strong realization or awakening that we may very well be in hell right now as we speak. I hate to break it to you. We're in the bad place.
We're not in the good place. You know, we already made it here. That's why we're here to ascend. We're here in hell.
You can't ascend if you're already up. We have to be on the lower levels of something to be ascending. So
throwing it out there, apparently there's dimensions and ascensions way higher than where a lot of us linger.
Very true. But I guess the real question is,
I'm sorry, y'all, I might laugh this whole goddamn episode, but that's truly is something to sit on. In fact, let me just tell you from my perspective, I was having a conversation with a friend. We were talking about love situations, and from there, this person was like, this is hell, and was like, just, you know, like, it was just an expression in that moment for this person, but for me,
a moment of clarity for you.
Mind blown.
Definitely. Because it's not like we haven't all thought that or said that, you know?
On a regular.
Like, it's a common joke that we all hate it here. We hate our lives. Why is that? Why do we all hate it here so much? Really? You can speak to anyone. I don't care how rich they are, what amount of money they got. There is something that is fucking with their head. Like, I hate to say it so vulgar, but there is something. There's demons messing with them. If there's a reason everybody has their own demons in their head. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. Yep. How good of a person, because you're already here.
Your addictions, your habits, your codependencies, whatever keeps you going every single day, and anybody that's not living from a place of love is a part of the problem in terms of why we're fucking stuck
we
here.
Seriously. And the messed up part about it all that we were talking about is that it's so common knowledge. It's in pop culture. It's in our movies. They're literally telling us that the, this world we know is a reality that we have made to cope with the fact that we're in hell. And it's not funny. It's just when you realize that, it's like, you can't help. You can't help, but I guess for me, wonder why. Like, I kept on asking myself, damn, what did I do to end up here? Did I ask to come back, like, in a past life? Like, did I reach enlightenment and I wanted to go back and get my brothers and sisters? Or did I do something that I was stuck in a cycle and I just kept doing it over and over and over again, and I'm going to keep doing it over and over again until I learn that lesson? Like, I guess that's the answer of life. What is that thing that you have to learn so that you don't keep doing this anymore? So that you can finally get the fuck out of hell, because I'm sick of it here.
You know, it's like, and I mean, don't get me wrong, like, it can be heaven.
It could be. It had to have been.
It is, before. But also, there's levels to this shit.
But the thing is, we can all be on those different levels and still be on the same, I guess, physical.
Absolutely.
Level. But
sure,
like you say, it's levels to this shit. Like, what we see is not only, I guess, what's here.
Absolutely.
Because, like we said earlier, you create your reality. And all the weed you smoke, all the people you sleep with, you're trying to distract yourself from something. And you know it. We all know it deep down inside. And I guess I think that's why we laugh, is because, like, we all know it. If you really sit and think about it, like, there's a reason why your vices are your vices.
And it doesn't even have to be, like, sexual and drugs. Granted, I will say that the world is revolved around sex, drugs,
like,
money.
If the world right now, love. Those are it. Money and sex. Well, I guess it can, if you can break that down, money and sex, but what it really is power and, I just lost my train of thought of what sex is. It's not even just sex, it's, I guess physical, it needs to be love, and we're misinterpreting love. Just the same. Like, we're misinterpreting
love.
It.
Okay, so you just want to break it down to love and what? Money or power? Love and power.
Yeah, love and power. Like, we want to be able, everyone wants to be loved, and everyone wants to love, and everybody wants power over their own lives.
Sure. Okay.
Pretty much.
So, I don't know, like, where do you want to go from here? Like, what are you suggesting, I guess?
I guess I'm suggesting that like, we keep making the same mistakes as a collective, and like, we, since we all know the root of it is, I guess, love. Because there is power in love. We need to,
absolutely,
as a collective, learn that lesson in order, because that's everyone's problem when you break it down. No matter what your problem is on the surface, you can break it down bullet, 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 and come to the point of it's about love. Yeah. Whether it's the lack of, whether it's just you're just not getting enough, you're getting it but not enough, you don't even know how to love. Like, no matter what, I feel like all of the issues are rooted in that. Once we, I guess, love each other, then maybe that's the only way we can get out of this hell. We gotta work together, y'all.
We have
to. We really do.
It's so funny how, like, that just came full circle, though, because truly,
it was about accepting something, I guess, bad.
Yeah, exactly.
but really is, I guess, making a, and that's, I guess, the funny thing about it all is that, yeah, like you said, we're in hell, yeah, we can make it heaven. Like, there are parts that are heaven. We can all be in heaven.
I agree.
Know?
And I
just
feel
like right now, we're all in hell.
And I feel like that's what, you know, this shift is about, this movement, mm-hmm. this revolution that's happening. This is not just surface level shit. This is deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the people who are actually called to it are feeling it. And mm-hmm. the people who are not, if they aren't eliminated naturally, they need to be, because we can't move forward. It's if there's no way, like, naturally. You can apply it to anything. We can't save everybody.
Yeah.
No. Some people are too far gone. And to even try to do that is, we're only so much of ourselves. You know, we can't, mm-hmm. I don't want to say anything is impossible, but some people are genuinely just, they choose to be lost.
Yeah,
so there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And once everyone, I guess, I think once everyone starts asking those critical questions, well, why are we in hell? Who put us here?
Yeah.
Like, who put us, that's what we could talk about. Who put us here?
Yeah.
Who was calling on something and actually got away with it? Like, what time period? How long ago did this shit? Because we all know there was a paradise. Like, mm-hmm. there was an enlightened
period
race of us. Yeah. Like, period, where just everyone was enlightened.
Yep.
What happened? Who did it? Who do we need to blame? It's what I want to know. I have questions. Like, why?
Yeah, sure.
And I guess that can go to how you were saying about some people is... Most people, all people, it goes down to love. Some people want more than love, I guess, and they also want that power, but not only over themselves, over the masses.
The people that they love.
And well, if they succeeded,
and
if they succeeded in that, who's to say, like, we're not in hell as we speak?
As we speak. She
says, as we speak.
I mean, it's just something to consider.
I mean, look at everything going on in the world. And it's been going on for a while. Like, all
before time.
Anything that's going on. But all the murdering of black men on film. We've been seeing that for years. Mm-hmm. All of the people, children and women and men being trafficked. We've known. This is not news. Like, it's not. It's either... given to us subconsciously, mm-hmm. it's either given to us directly, and we don't even know that it's being given to us, i.e. movies and media,
mm-hmm.
or we feel it, and some people just have that gift, they can just feel.
If you're not checking in, you know, with your spirit, with your soul, to figure out why you're here in the first place.
How do you know you're even on the right path? Are you the reason why you're still in this same cycle over and over of hell?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your own fault?
Yep.
Because if it is, you can get yourself out of it. If you want to.
If you want to. It takes time.
But I'm not going to lie, it's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy.
For some people, it's not going to be easy, because once you start, you cannot stop. Once you can see past the veil cannot be risen again.
Mm-mm.
It just can't. So,
I hope
that, like, everything, this holds, everybody's being spiritual. Yes, it can be a trend. Trends bring a lot of attention to things. But the thing about spirituality is once you start it, you can't stop it. So once we get the masses to accept the trend, or whatever they want to call it, we know it's not just a trend. The people who, you know, it's their everyday life. But if we can, even if we have to trick them, I hate to say it, like, they've been being tricked this whole time.
I feel like being direct is, in my mind, it's the best option, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. So, you know, you just got to be ready to say what you need to say and not feel apologetic say about it. I was thinking that song too. But yeah. But yeah, so it's like, the choice is yours.
And why not? Like, what's holding you back? We're in hell already. Why not?
I feel like, you know what? Even though this might be an extreme perspective to some people, this could also be a really great view to check in at a time, just to think, like, it could be way worse.
It's pretty much how you perceive hell. Like, if right. you really see it as, oh, those fiery pits, and that's just one way of hell, but then, yes, I can see how this would be very extreme, even though California is on fire as we speak. But that's something else.
Because, like, people don't realize, too, that we're all connected. We're all one. Like, you're burning. I'm burning. You're drowning. Now I'm drowning. You know what I'm saying? All connected. You're getting shot. I'm getting shot. Like, we are all fucking connected. That's why you feel the energy when these shits happen. That's why you feel the energy when those different stories pop up on the news and people have recordings. Exactly. And people are crying or just by reading an article. Mm-hmm. I've done it. I know people that do it. It's not by chance. We all feel this shit. So, what were we talking about prior to this?
How it can be an extreme view, but it's just how you look at it.
It's just how, absolutely. So, it's all of that to say,
if you control your reality, then you, I mean, this isn't the hell that everyone thinks of. If you can truly control your reality the way they, whoever, you know, say, then why can't you turn that negative into a positive? I made a point earlier about how they're telling us pretty much exactly what they're doing in the movie. Mm-hmm. So all the movies about the rituals, the satanic rituals, they're telling us what they're doing, what they have done, and what they're going to do in pop culture, media, movies, whatever you want to call it, all these satanic rituals that we see in these scary movies, and movies about the high societies, like little behind the curtain type of things, like, what if they really did that shit? Mm-hmm. Like, what if people, I don't know which people, because I wasn't alive back then, but what if a group of people, because it's a group, otherwise there wouldn't be that 1%. That we have now. So exactly. Obviously there was a small group of people who did it. What if they actually did and why?
They created this hell for us. They, what, like, okay, the question is, what has happened? What transformation has happened from the enlightened people
To what we are now. What caused that disconnect? Why is history so, I guess, one-sided? I mean, I guess I know, we know why history is written from the victor's standpoint. Whoever won whatever conflict. So it's like, I kind of understand it, but there has to be more to the story. There just has to be.
Okay, because it's the thing. Based on what I understand about history and the timeline, from that time, the Enlightened era, to now, we, as a human race, I'm not talking about any specific culture, I'm just talking about as a human race, we began to need resources in different areas because we wanted to make life more convenient. There was love. Is that what it is? Love began. And then there's power with the love.
And then once you achieve that,
why is it that that's not enough if this is not hell? Like, what?
Like, why isn't that enough?
What is it, y'all? Like, does anybody have a perspective? I mean, like, this is late night vibes. You know, this is chill. But this is also, like, keeping it real, you know? I kind of rhymed. I did that on purpose. Anyway, what if? Look at that as a perspective in your life. What if my life as what I know it today is hell? Everybody is suffering. Everybody has suffered in one way or another. Everybody has been traumatized. Everybody has been hurt. Everybody has been heartbroken. I mean, what is this?
What is this? Like, what?
What is this? Why is it that we're fighting so hard to be here? Or are we stuck here?
And if we know that we're stuck here, what are we trying to, I guess, reach?
If we're not aiming to reach ascension for the collective to get us out. I'm just saying, because that's the only way that we can live in a positive way is if we allow ourselves to be positive. We create our realities in a positive light. You know, again, it's not about a rainy day or a sunlighty day. You know, it's all perspective. Whenever the sun is out and it's bright, it feels like it makes me feel more happy. The energy makes me feel more happy.
Positive.
Yeah, it's positive. But then when it's cloudy out, a lot of times it's easier for us to fall into like bad habits or patterns because of the fact that it's dreary, the energy feels lower. But the fact is, you know, it's still a beautiful day. It's just a different tone because of the clouds, like the different distortions. It's still the same color, that same sunlight that is...
It's coming through. It's the same sun no matter... What the day, whether it's, you know, a bright,
the sunny same
day,
moon.
A snowy day, it's no matter what, it's that the same, sun is the same.
You know what I'm saying? Like the moon, the moon is the same. Now, it obviously has its phases, but in terms of the light is the same. And
even when it's nighttime, the sun is still shining on us. Mm-hmm. It's on the earth.
True.
It's just,
very true.
We're just on the opposite side, yeah. You know?
So, you know, we just have to choose when we want to appreciate it. But when we're not appreciating it, we're stuck in the mentality of being in hell. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying, straight up, right here, right now, we in hell. Shit. I mean,
like, why is the term "we fighting demons" like, not literally everyone, any soul, whether any language they speak, they are fighting demons. Where the hell else would demons be but in hell? What are we fighting?
Unless we're fighting ourselves, and we are the demons.
Well, check it out. We were sitting here expounding further on this ideal based on the conversation that I had with a friend earlier, or really it was a week ago now. And yeah, I thought this would be an interesting conversation to have on my podcast, especially with different people that are spiritual and that have
on different spiritual journeys, because I'm definitely a beginner out here. I be tripping still, y'all.
Listen, nobody
but
is
I
perfect.
I can acknowledge it,
and that's the reason why we're
I
asking.
I can acknowledge it.
Is this hell? Constant temptations, like, or the need to completely block out all experiences, and, you know, be that with medication or drugs, love, sex.
Even money and travel.
Money,
people
travel.
Always traveling because they hate their home life. They just want to be in somewhere, you know, far away. It feels like it's, you know, somewhere different. Even though it's still hell.
Okay. Hopefully it gets your wheels turning. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if it pisses you off, better. Get the wheels turning, think about it, process the thoughts, and see what you can come up with. Any last words for you, Desi?
I would just like to say, just love. Just love.
Love everybody. Love everything. Love yourself. All the positive shit.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. And as always, I am spreading unconditional love wherever you are.